This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Hannelore, H-A-N-N-E-L-O-R-E. Last name is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth is 8-6-1940. Date of evaluation 8-3-2022. HPI history, page complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression, history of delusional thinking, dementia, and review of current psychotropic medications. History of present illness. This is a 81 years old a female who is familiar to our service. She was last seen on July 14, 2022. I also reviewed evaluation done by a psychologist. Period patient was present during my evaluation. She reports that she prefers to stay in her room and taking advantage of, quote, being able to rest, unquote. Patient denied any persecutory delusions or hallucinations, but has a history of being a delusional. She continues to talk about wanting to go home and believe she can take care of herself. Patient talked about her daughter, whom I had spoken to recently. Peer reports her daughter lives in Connecticut, but calls her regularly. Patient talked about her two grandchildren who were adopted. He talked about past history of working as a medical assistant. She was born in Germany, and in her 20s, she came to United States and married her husband, who was a serviceman. Patient acknowledged sometimes feeling lonely. She did not know the name of this facility. She thought it's summer, but did not know what month it is. She thought the year is 2000 something. She could not tell me who the current president is, and seems to have significant short-term memory impairment. Overall, she lacks insight. No medication adverse effects reported, no evidence of any abnormal involuntary movements. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, current medications forward from last visit on July 14, 2022. Mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor pleasant, cooperative, motor movements normal, gait does, lying in bed, speech clear, mood euthymic today, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, concrete thought content, preoccupied with wanting to go home. No suicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only. memory recent impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Comer, sleep and appetite normal. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Plans continue, behavioral interventions, peer staff needs to anticipate patients' needs, encourage participation in activities, and consider limiting the time patients spend in bed. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features. Plans continue, Paxil as prescribed. Number three, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed. Benefits of Seroquel continues to outweigh risks. Patient is calmer, less delusional with current medications, with no evidence of any abnormal involuntary movements. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. They notify our service for any persistent increase in depression, paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Peer will follow with you. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99. Procedure code 9930. Under supplemental administration, common side effects, anticholinesterase inhibitor, SSRI, antipsychotics. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of